I am excited to bring the next speakers to you in an effort to try to examine both the plaintiff's side issues and the defendant's side issues. We have brought you today a practitioner of each side on commercial trucking accident cases, and their speech is Commercial Trucking Accidents 101. William Tolles, from the defense perspective, is a partner at Munched Heart. He is one of his areas of specialty is commercial vehicle accidents. He went to Washington and Lee for both undergrad and graduate school. He is a member of the American Board of Trial Advocates, ABOTA, and also the International Society of Barristers. He has tried 60 cases to verdict. On the plaintiff's side of the issue, we have Michael Cohen. Michael is a UT graduate. He is board certified in personal injury trial law by the Texas Board of Legal Certification and trucking law by the National Board of Trial Advocacy. He is the author of a book that's coming out on September 18th called Big Rig Justice, A Comprehensive Guide to Maximizing Value in Truck Accident Cases. So if you like what you hear today, that book can ship on the 18th of this of September. He's tried 125 cases to verdict, and he is also the host of a podcast called Trial Lawyer Nation. So here to educate us on the 101 of commercial trucking accident cases are William Tolles and Mike Cohen. Thank you, guys.
We want to try to make this a little more interactive, and it's Friday afternoon, it's late, y'all been hearing talking for a couple days. So first of all, who here does truck crash cases? Okay, and then who here is on the plaintiff side? Defense side? All right. Yeah, I forgot to put my hand down there. Okay, we just want to kind of know, you know, so we can tailor the presentation to the audience. So what we're going to do is we're just going to talk about different aspects of the case, and then when we get to each aspect, we're going to see if anyone has any questions. So this is your chance, especially plaintiff lawyers, asking him what goes on behind the scenes when we don't know about it. This is your opportunity. I certainly selfishly hope you take advantage of it. So, William?
Yeah, I think we're just going to, like Michael said, kind of get started here, and we'll go through the slideshow and kind of give both of our perspectives and then open it up for questions just to kind of keep everyone entertained. So we'll just get started.
I guess the first thing we want to talk about is how truck crash cases are different than regular car crash cases. When I started doing plaintiff's work and I was handling truck crash cases, I thought I was doing a good job because a trucking company's insurance company would pay me more money than State Farm or Allstate. I didn't know to treat them any different than, you know, get your medical bills, get the police report, get it set for trial and see what happens. And actually, the way I learned it, I was having lunch with another lawyer, and he was talking about a case he had. And he goes, yeah, this other plaintiff lawyer in the case, he's such an idiot. He doesn't know what the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Regulations are. And he starts laughing. So I laughed with him because I didn't want to look stupid, but I didn't know what the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Regulations were. And I went back to, there was no Google then, Alta Vista or Yahoo or something, and typed them in and just started this journey of trying to, like, learn what I'm doing and learning that these cases are different. And from the plaintiff's point of view, you have to treat them differently or you don't get full value. From the defense point of view, you have to treat them differently or you're going to get a big surprise that your client and your insurance company aren't going to like. So just from the plaintiff's point of view, you know, some of the things that are different are, one, trucks are a lot bigger than cars. I mean, it's just a fact. A fully loaded 18-wheeler can be up to 80,000 pounds. That's the equivalent of 20 average passenger vehicles. They take longer to stop because they're bigger, they're heavier, they have air brakes. You know, like your car brakes, you get a feel for them. And when you hit the brake activates pretty quickly. With air brakes, you press the pedal, it can be up to a half second before the braking starts. So they take longer to stop. They allegedly have blind spots. We can fight about this all day long, whether they really have blind spots if you have the proper mirrors and they're adjusted properly, but a lot of them have blind spots. And so... From the defense end, they're saying, well, people ought to know to stay out of the blind spots. From the plaintiff's point of view, it's like, well, the truck driver, if they have blind spots, need to keep track of who's coming in and out of their blind spots so they don't turn and hit people. They turn differently. There's something called off-tracking.
And so the path the truck tractor takes is different than the path the trailer takes. So when they turn, they have to figure out how they're turning. You get a lot of cases where they don't make a turn right and they hit something while they're making the turn.